At Yendi in northern Ghana, US and German delegates handed over police equipment to local leaders to mark the launch of a new initiative to protect communities from the growing threat of terrorism and extremism spilling over from the Sahel. The Coastal State Stability Mechanism, or CSSM, focuses on tackling the root causes of regional instability through community-led solutions, improved governance, and economic development, marking a shift away from the traditional military approach to conflict resolution. Before its launch, the program supported vulnerable communities by improving healthcare facilities, providing solar energy, and enhancing community leadership programs. Anne Witowski is U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Conflict and Stabilization Operations.
One might think just about security service for building security, but security is about more than that. It's about the whole community. It's about building resilient societies. And yes, of course, it is about the ability of the police to conduct their work and to do it in a way that that has the trust of the community, but it's about these other pieces as well.
Experts say violent extremists often exploit developmental gaps to radicalize communities. Ghana's National Security Interagency Coordinator, Baba Sayuti, explains that the CSSM partnership strengthens the nation's capacity to address these gaps and prevent terrorism.
So for us partnering with CSM, Coastal State Stability Mechanism, to be able to provide the needs whereby the state is not able to do it, it's a way in order to reduce this kind of thing. That's why I'm saying that they are helping the first pillar, that is the prevention.
Despite these efforts, Ghana's Northeast Regional Minister, Yidana Zakaria, warns of visible signs of terrorist activity. Zakaria explained to delegates that northern Ghana's proximity to the Sahel makes it easy for suspicious individuals to enter the country under the guise of religious clerics or refugees seeking aid.
They come and go. Sometimes you don't even know where they stay. And we are worried about that. They are not necessarily beggars. They could also be gathering intelligence. The question is, how do they even get into the country? Because they don't have any document to show that they have come through approved entry points. That gives room for worry.
In Accra, the US and German ambassadors reassured local leaders of their commitment to using existing development programs, such as Germany's GIZ and the US Agency for International Development, to help build community resilience against these threats. They also indicated that more partners would soon join the CSSM initiative.
You can expect more partners to join the program, and that certainly is our goal. We're better when we work we're better when we're together. Each of us brings a certain set of experiences, types of resources to the table.
For the next 3 years, CSSM will operate in 5 coastal West African states: Benin, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Guinea, and Togo, in an effort to help defend these countries from the Sahel insurgencies. Sena Anutod, VOA News, Yendi, Ghana.